Federal chief information officers have adjusted to flat technology budgets, but they haven't quite been able to shift significant money to modernization and innovation and away from operations. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins us with what CIOs say are their biggest challenges and concerns. They say so in a new Tech America and Grant Thornton survey. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
All right, so this survey is something that they do yearly. I think they're in their, 18th, 19th, 24th year or so.
24 years. You think you've seen them all?
Well, I've seen 22 of them anyway, since I moved to Washington. But so what's going on? What's the big finding this year?
Well, it seems to be, the usual things come out. Cybersecurity is the top priority. But around budget, what's really interesting around budget is the fact that last year budget was their top priority. This year, it seems like budget stability, the certainty from Congress, the Budget Control Act, getting the budget done on the early side, we won't say on time, but at least on the early side, has kind of pushed down the budget concern from the number one concern, number one challenge, to really number two, number three concern and challenge, and push cybersecurity back to the top. No surprise there. But what they've also shown, and this is something we've seen this trend over the last probably decade, is that agencies are still stuck, if you will, with legacy systems. And they can't get out from under them. It's like an old car that you just keep plowing money into, knowing I got to buy a new car, but I need this car to get to work. But I can't save money to buy my new car, so I got to keep plowing money to my old car. And basically what Tech America found, and they surveyed about 59 CIOs and other senior-level IT managers, including deputy CIOs, chief information security officers, and found agencies say they're spending about 73% of their IT budget. Now, this is individual agencies on what they call O&M, operations and maintenance.
And that's something the OMB has been trying to get them to knock down now for years, and it doesn't seem to move the needle very much.
Absolutely. That we talk about O&M and DME, development, modernization, enhancement money. This administration has brought up the idea of OPEX to CAPEX, meaning operational expenditures to capital expenditures. And they seem to have knocked it down by about 10 percentage points. I think it was at 85% according to last year's survey, 73% this year. But still, it's still not a lot of money going to that new and innovations. And one of the reasons why they were able to at least get it down to about 12% is because of portfolio stat, and that's they credit the OMB initiative to really bring people together to see how spending is going and giving CIOs a bigger say in spending as one of the major reasons why they're able to do more around, okay, how are we spending money? Are we able to move it toward innovation? But they say it's still not nearly enough.
And what about the, just switching topics here, what about the exodus of so many top-level CIOs? There's been 8 or 9 of them in the last 6 months or so. Did that affect the survey at all?
It's been incredible in the number of CIOs going. Now, workforce in general was a big topic. Skill sets, you still hear kind of a lot of the same project management, program management, but the CIO exodus, and not just CIOs, but there's deputy CIOs and people moving around, that has taken a toll. And in fact, it's something that the survey pointed out toward the very end, that both the CIO Council and OMB really need to recognize as succession planning needs to improve. The idea that, okay, people are staying a little bit longer. The old CIO, if you remember, Tom, they were staying, only 18 to 24 months. But what we're seeing is 3, 5, 7 years. But the point is, okay, what's coming behind them, and are those people ready? Are they getting the training? And with the budget cuts, training is, as we've heard time and again, is always the first to go.
Okay, and so in the last 30 seconds, what should vendors and federal employees take away from these survey results?
I think there's two separate things. For vendors, this really shows that agencies have made this big move. Cloud, mobility, data analytics are going to continue to be your top three areas. But it's not just, I'm going to do cloud. It's you got to understand how cloud is being bought. And I think this survey shows some frustrations about how there's still a disconnect. For agencies, I think that the last bit is understanding just the workforce issues.
All right. Jason Miller is Federal News Radio's executive editor, and you've got a story about that at federalnewsradio.com this morning.
A story and a link to the full survey. You can read it all there.